Hello, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week, you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through meditations, readings, and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Intuitive Nature, the podcast. This is our first live with all the images and our first interview. And today, I better tell you who I am. I'm Susan Jane, the intuitist, and I'm from Intuitive Nature. This podcast is all about intuition and spirituality. So what we're doing now is I'm bringing in some people so you can get a better understanding of what intuition is and spirituality with other people's, not just with me. So this is all about doing some interviews and getting an understanding of how my friends, people that I know, people that I don't know, how they look at intuition and spirituality. So my very first guest, and I'm so excited to have her on board, is the gorgeous Sally Freeston, and she is a soul wellness coach. So she does this on the Gold Coast in Australia. I know a lot of my podcast listeners are overseas, but she can do a lot of that online too. So I'm going to now introduce you to the gorgeous Sally. Here she is. Hey, Sal.
Hey, Susan. Lovely to be here with you.
And it's great to have you on board. I want you, if you don't mind, just to explain to the listeners who you are, what you do, and a little bit about yourself.
Okie dokie. I live here on the beautiful Gold Coast in Australia. And a few years ago, a whole host of angels rocked into my world. I discovered a healing modality that rocked in and changed the way I do things. And I also did some studies in coaching, which I found a lot of things I'd been doing just naturally. Actually had names for those things, and there were like different titles to, oh, you do such and such. It's like, do I? It's like, oh, it has a title. So I made it a little more formal and actually went to do my studies in coaching as well. And so part of my world is incorporating the whole lot with coaching and helping people to shift and know that they have opportunity, that they can actually have choice. Because we're kind of taught to, you've got to do what you're told for all those years of schooling, and then all of a sudden you put loose on the world and it's like, what do you mean I've got a choice? I know what to do. So I help people to understand that they do have choice, and also to work with their intuition and do readings and do healing work as part of that. So sometimes it's helping people shift what's going on in the now of what's going on for them. They think it's about such and such, and we can actually unpack that and discover what's actually stopping them from taking those steps forward. And for others, it's actually purely, they just want a reading. They just want to know confirmation of what's going on in their world. So all kinds of things happen as part of what I do. I've been in the corporate world before that, so it was a huge shift. I think some of my family members are still going, you're doing what? Having come from your corporate side into the whole living very much in tune with spirit.
So Sal, what made you go from corporate to more of this spiritual? What were you following? What were you doing to get from that to where you are now? What was the triggers?
It was a bit of a journey. I'm sure there are some that would say I've always done what I do, just in different ways. Certainly from a family perspective, ESP, you know, the extrasensory, was always a part of our family. To the point, I remember working for one company in when I was living in Sydney, and would be all of a sudden I'd be on the phone and say, sorry, could you just hold one moment? Guys, I've got to go check my parking meter. And I'd know that it was like the parking area I was in. I would know that the parking attendant was going to be within two cars of my car, and it was time to just go move my car. Things like that happened, and they got to just laughing and going, yeah, off you go. We'll take the call, you know. So it was, those things for me were quite normal, and even those from my corporate world were used to weird things like that happening for me. Or I'd suddenly say, there's somebody I've got to contact, but I don't know. It's not the usual pattern. So, And they'd start going, what, have you rung your mum? Have you rung your sister? And sure enough, I'd find out something had happened. I was like, when did that happen? I was like, Sunday. That makes sense. So for a long time, I've actually been connecting into my intuition, but not consciously so and working with it. And a lot of that actually unfolded for me when I was working in the corporate world. I had some things happen, and then we got involved with doing NLP and did our NLP training, so the neuro-linguistic programming. And that for me was part of personal development, professional development, and that had fascinated me. And it actually kicked me back to a time a couple of years earlier when I'd done some studies on the mind and how our mind operates and how we can work with our mind, or we can allow it to run away without us. Became very, very interesting for me of how we can then help others to do the same, so that we can actually get to the guts of things or create what you're wanting to create in a much faster way. And as part of all of that, I went down the path with NLP and my master practitioner training then, which is coming up nearly 20 years ago. And then the different things that kind of came along after that, I left the corporate world to take an early retirement, so to speak, and do some other work with my partner at the time. And then we were involved in the property market when the global financial crisis hit. And that just, talk about having the rug taken out from under you, and really refocused me back into the work I do with spirit, of taking the time to go within, to do the meditation, and really connect in. And I had a number of friends who would ring me and ask questions about, what are you getting on this? What are you getting on that? What's happening with this? What's happening on that? And in the end, they talked me into coming on a live show similar to this, but we'd be on every week, every Tuesday. I'd go on for an hour and do readings. And it was part of the whole unpacking when the healing work came into my world. I'm a qualified reconnective healer. And that came into my world back in around 2005. And it's work that helps us clear away the stuff that we've taken on that's not appropriate. You know those times when, you know, you make a decision to, yeah, maybe have that extra glass of wine, or date that bad boy that you know really it's not in your best interest. All those things that we do along the way that pick up, it's almost like we pick up extra weight along the way, extra baggage along the way that wasn't meant to be part of our journey. And all of the healing work I do helps to strip that back away in a very gentle way and allow for us to be in our fullness of who we're supposed to be here. So, and with that came the readings, and then the coaching just fits beautifully around it. So that's the long version, the short version of the long version.
If people are listening to your story and they've seen you go from corporate to like creating your own business, creating your own world, morphing into this soul wellness coach, what were there particular triggers that helped you along? Or I suppose where I'm leading you to is, what do you? This is all about intuition. This. Mm-hmm. Podcast, or spirituality. Was it your intuition that you were following, or was it other signs? What do you see as your intuition? What made you go, that's why I'm going to do it? What were those signs and those triggers that you were talking about, the parking meter? You know, like you've got, how did you feel? How did that come to you? Like, is it a thought? Is it a feeling? Is it a knowing? How do you see intuition or those intuitive messages?
Originally, it was very much a knowing, and it would just be I need to do this now. And it was like there were no options. It was, I need to do this now. I mean, we always have options, but it comes in with that level of knowing that this is what's got to happen and this is what's got to happen now. And I find the more we tap into that and actually take the action when the action is guided to be taken, then the faster we actually start to escalate our connection with spirit. So often something will come in and it's like, you know, I really feel like I've got other things to do. I'll go do those first. And we don't take that action. And we find out later on that something happened at that time. And it was like, oh, I would have really loved to have done that. Damn. And then other times it's those moments when you delayed in what was you thought you were going to do. And it's like, no, just sit tight. You can do that later in the day, but right now, and it's those knowing moments that get really strong. Right as we were starting today, as you do the introduction, my body went pins and needles, but goosebumps. And I get massive goosebumps up my legs, on my arms, and just sometimes on my head as well, even sometimes on my face, it feels like on my skull and on my face, which is must look really bizarre, but it feels really intense. And that has been one of the triggers that I've learned. The spirit are very much, hey, this is really important. Pay attention. It's almost like the proverbial out of face of going, you must pay attention to this. This is really important.
And those goosebumps that you're getting is that you've got to pay attention. I often get them too when it's like
you're doing it right now.
Yeah.
It's like I know different parts of the world refer to them slightly differently, but it's those goosebumps you get on your body when it's something that's so important, like the ones you get when you're really cold, except you're not cold at the time. And it was actually came about for me, the trigger on that one, that was so important, came through for me a number of years ago. I had some stuff happen that very much triggered back to a past life. And it was one of those trigger moments of going, oh, okay, there's something else here. I damaged my right ankle 3 times, but those 3 times had been at a 10-year interval. And it was like, well, hang on, if it was just I had a weak ankle, I was running around and I worked in Sydney, I was running around in the corporate suit with the high heels and I'm used to going 1,000 miles an hour type of lifestyle. And if it actually was I'd had a weak ankle, yeah, I would have been doing injuries all the time. But this was 10 years, quite specifically 10-year intervals. And the third time round, I was quite sure that something was going on. I was in America on a ski holiday and I said, I need to find a shaman. Something's going on here. And I'd done some work in kinesiology, well, muscle testing. Yes, I'd definitely been to this particular place in a past life and all these things that happened. And as a consequence of that, I then went searching for somebody to teach me about past lives and to take me on a past life journey. And as part of that past life journey, I became one of the spirits who was just sitting there going, oh, thank God, she's finally realised. And the spirit had been like knocking on my proverbial door for such a long time, waiting for me to wake up, waiting for me to go, okay, I give in, I surrender, let's go on this journey together. And one of the things that I'd noticed, I remember sitting in a bar, outdoor bar with some friends one night and getting goosebumps. But the funny thing was I got the goosebumps on my legs, not on my arms, which was really strange because I was in a sleeveless top, jeans and boots, but the goosebumps were on my legs. I was like, well, hang on, if I was cold, surely the goosebumps would be on my arms, not on my legs. What's going on here? That was the part of the journey that came through and that popped this guy, Jonathan, who was American Indian, who'd been part of my system trying to get my attention. So, yeah, but once spirit want to get your attention, they will find a way. They will always find a way. They took me on a journey of house sitting and living on the edge. I would sometimes have moments of sitting. I remember one night specifically, it was 8 o'clock at night and I was just like, come on, guys, where am I going to? The house sits finished. All the normal friends that I would stay with if I had a gap, I've got friends staying, they're away, there's something going on, it doesn't work. Where the hell am I supposed to go tonight? It's 8 o'clock at night. Come on. Where am I sleeping tonight? Because I'm damned if I'm sleeping in my car. So where am I going? And living in that space of then going, okay, so just trusting and sitting, quietening the mind and allowing for the information to come in of who is it I need to call? Who is it? Come on. Who is it I need to call? And sure enough, a couple of the calls I made that night led to further space later on. And, in fact, one of the girls not only had me stay at her place, but she actually wanted my work. She wanted me to do healing and readings for her, but wasn't sure how to go about it. So it was like, okay, all right, you made me make the call. We made the connection. Okay, cool. And that was that knowing. And then in those moments of like, well, where am I supposed to be? And actually going back to one of my friends and going, okay, this is what I need. And asking for what you need and getting clear, not in a whiny kind of way, but getting really clear on the clarity of what is it specifically I need. And as a takeaway, I definitely, that would be something that's so, so important. The greater clarity we can get around what it is we're wanting to create, faster spirit's able to go, here, go. And when we're sitting in decision, it's hard for spirit to help us, because it's like when you've got a car that's broken down and you've got the handbrake on and you've got it in gear and you're sitting there going, well, come on, push me. Spirit's going, and your friends that are trying to push you off the road, they can't do anything. But once you take the handbrake off and put the car in neutral, then it's easy to get momentum. And spirit's the same with us. When we're sitting in this place of bed sitting or indecision and confusion, then it's really hard, because they're going, well, you want this, you want that, you want this. But hang on, aren't these conflicting things that you want? Rather than going, ah, this is what you want, beauty. Here you go. Actually, that doesn't really fit in with your path of what you come into this earth plane wanting. So let's just, okay, now we can clear away what's not relevant and we can bring in what is. A bit like when you come home from doing the grocery shopping and you've got all the groceries there and you're like, oh, what am I having for dinner? Let me think. Okay, so what do I need to put away and what do I need to bring out? And spirit works with us then in those ways too, of clearing away what's no longer relevant and bringing in what we need to actually move forward.
I love that. And I love the part that you brought up, that you were talking about trusting, because a lot of the work that I do is all about trusting and, you know, how we connect, develop and trust our intuition. So is there – now, you're in a situation there which was pretty horrendous. Like, you've got nowhere to go, nowhere to – and you're not going to sleep in the car. You've gone from, you know, house sitting one and not knowing where you're going to next. And I know you, there's no way you want to be a burden to anybody, but you can expect that situations to come good. So you're sitting there on your own, 8 o'clock at night, thinking, where the hell am I going? How did you find that strength within to trust like that? Because to me, That is freaking huge. I don't know how I would go with that. So what made you do that? What made you trust?
I felt like I didn't have an option. And sometimes we'll, when we're not prepared to trust, and there's an expression, the universe has my back. Many years ago, when I started to think back on some of the work I've done for personal development, I remember doing a course, and one of the life axioms we were given was everything in life is a gift or a lesson, and everything and everyone prospers me now. So whatever happens is about helping me go to the next level of my life, taking the next step. And that everything that happens, that's part of it. Well, the Esther Hicks thing is the universe has my back, and knowing the universe always has my back. And I came across a few mantras that I would use when I was in those places of feeling really scared and really alone. I remember having a day only probably 2 years ago where my financial situation, having come through this financial destruction of the global financial crisis and how exposed we are, I had marriage, car, house, businesses, everything. Just, okay, we're pulling the carpet out now, I'm going to dance. And to get into this place of feeling so alone, even though I had so many friends around me, of feeling so alone and like, what's the point of even being here? What's the point of even being here? How am I ever going to get out of this hole? And to have to learn to trust and read and work with people who could help to get me past. And part of that was finding coaches to help me. Part of it was going onto the internet and finding those people who taught to get ahead of you, so you could actually get ahead of the curve and look back and then bring it through. That trusting, that knowing is always, always good ahead, coming ahead. And it's just a case, it's just a little hurdle. It's just getting across that bit of gravel road to get back on the bitumen. And trusting that spirit always, always has my back. And knowing, and from taking it from that to I always have my back.
Yeah.
So it's taking it from out there, bringing it back in here, and knowing, just knowing that you always, always there's a choice.
Yeah.
Always.
Oh, that's amazing. That, yeah.
That's very
I know. And when we get into those positions and those areas in our life when the wheels do feel like they're all falling off, sometimes it's hard to sort of get back into that.
Yeah.
One of the things that I always found was when these situations do occur, part of trusting is part of knowing who. Yeah, I know. Well done. Part of trusting is part of knowing who we are as well. And on this podcast, as people will have listened, I have broken into tears many times. I don't mean to, but when you start to talk about it, when you start to realise what you've been through and where you've been, it does, all these emotions start to flood up and start to come out. And it's really interesting. It's really interesting to know that. But, yeah, I feel for you. Like, some things that will make me cringe and go, holy crap, what am I doing? It's going to be different to somebody else. And the lives and the lessons that we learn are relevant for who we are and going forward.
Yeah.
So that's really brilliant. But what I do want to ask you now, because you've shared the story and I just love it, it's great. But what I want to get an understanding of for the listeners too, exactly what do you do as a soul wellness coach? Like, how's that helping people? How, where do you go from there? Because we've got so many coaches around there, and I love that you've used them and you've talked about, you know, those people that have helped you. Esther Hicks is one of my favorites. You know, you're listening to those podcasts and different things like that. So what do you do? If people want to connect with you, what are they going to get and how is that going to look?
Certainly, having been through the journey I've been through, it's given me a greater understanding of what others are going through as well. Prior to all of this, I was working in the corporate world. I was a business development manager for an international travel company, going into boardrooms to negotiate multi-million dollar accounts. It was a very different world to what I live in now. And yet at the same time, it's given me a great understanding of so many business models of what people live in, how we live, having lived in the lifestyle with the nice toys and the beautiful cars and all the rest of it, to have that stripped away and then have to start rebuilding for quite a period of time. I actually felt like I'd disconnected from my soul and like my brain had shattered for a period of time, and connecting my brain back up again. The Japanese talk about when they break a bowl, and there's a story that they fill the cracks with gold, and that actually makes the broken bowl back together even more valuable. And there's a part that I found in bringing my brain back together, because I've been holding so many things prior to everything kind of feeling the collapse and then bringing it all back together, that I needed to rebuild my brain but also rebuild my connection between my head and my heart and allow myself to be able to speak again in my truth and to help others. So part of the soul wellness coach is actually bringing that together and helping to find that soul wellness, so our soul can actually live and breathe through our physical body, because we're souls here having a physical experience. And so the whole idea is to be able to have that physical experience in the best possible way. And if we're disconnected from our soul, we're not doing the job that we're actually here for, which is to have joy and play and learn about the things we can do in physical form. So I help people. Sometimes it's a whole package that we do where we put together the coaching program. And I'm a rapid results coach. I've been working in that field for now 6 years. And so working on the coaching program of putting that structure into place. But sometimes it's just someone wants to come in for a healing session, and the healing work I do, working with Reconnective Modality, it's hands off. So it doesn't matter whether you're here with me on the Gold Coast or whether you're on the other side of the world. In fact, I said that to someone on my stage, oh, that could be in New York, and with that I actually had a client contact me who was in New York. So it doesn't matter. Distance and proximity doesn't fit it into the reconnected healing work itself. And sometimes it's just bringing someone back into that space where they're able to take a breath and start to reconnect with their soul. Other times it's with the reading. So I do read the cards, the oracle cards, and I'm also an intuitive reader. So I help to bring you back into that place where you can actually reconnect yourself and reconnect your soul so you can live the best life possible.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And when you're working with someone, Sally, how long do you work with them for? Is it over a period of time? Is it, are you doing like a set type of program? What are they looking at there as far as that goes?
Usually with the coaching, we'll look at a three-month program because that gives the time for you to work out whether, yes, this is what you want to do, for me to work out, yes, if we're a good set. Just like you go to a job, you do your 3 months as a probation, I guess. So it gives you time to start on that path as well and actually get back that you feel like your feet are underneath you rather than you're on thin ice and skating everywhere. And you don't have to be in a massive issue like I had. Often I work with people who are just wanting to fine-tune things, to raise their vibration up. And God only knows, this year has been a huge year for so many. While many have, just felt like the world's collapsed, others it's been the best ride of their lives of, just new businesses and just taking off in ways that, were quite extraordinary for so many. But in that 3 months, we start working with the intuitive, with the readings and with the healing as well and the coaching process. We can actually get things to start moving. I then have people who work with me over a number of years because we just keep going to the next level that they want to go to. I don't stipulate what they've got to do. It's what's right for them. And so letting them connect in and say, okay, what is it you want to work on today and how can we take you to that next level? Because while we joke about the angels and the parking angels, they help us with so much. And they're kind of like, yeah, why are you wasting your stuff on parking when we can help you, create whatever it is you want to create? And for some people that's just, a nice little space for themselves and the cat. And for others it's like a global conglomerate that they want to develop. And either way, our angelic team are there, our spirit team are there to help us in whatever way we want to develop our lives. So I help you get the magic carpet ready, jump on and let's go.
Yeah. Sorry, the video was going a little bit funny, but it came good when I put it on full screen. Sorry. That sounds really good. So people can connect, if they want to connect with you, they can connect on Facebook. So you're the Soul Wellness Coach on Facebook.
That's easy. And they can
talk to you that way, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. That's the easiest way. Sorry, I had to laugh when you said about the video went a little odd. Two and a half years I did every day, I did live readings on Facebook. It's just a free, I jump on there and more often than not I'd end up on there for an hour at a time. So it was like, hey, hang on a minute, taking back control of my life here. And so now it's more when I feel kind of, okay, yep, gotta do one today, right, jump on. And I did that one night. One of the guys who was a regular said, oh, I've been praying you would be on. Thank God you're here tonight. And I was just like, yeah, confirmation, follow the rabbit. So, but then quite often when I do the live readings, I'd have the whole pixelation would happen. It was quite extraordinary for quite some time. Like, spirits just, I'd go, guys, you need to just ease it back for the pixels, all right? not unusual for me.
Yeah. Well, the sound is a little bit erratic, but you can hear, you can follow where you're going, but the sound's a little bit erratic, I think. And what I really love is your little lights above. You can see them. They look gorgeous.
And I'm a beach girl, so how perfect is that?
But for a first time, it was really good. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Again, if people want to connect with Sally, just do it on Facebook, go to the Soul Wellness Coach and she is there. Say hi. Sally, you saw her on the podcast and or on YouTube, and I'm sure she'll look after you. All right, so I'm going to go back onto full screen and say goodbye. And again, thank you so much for being my first person.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon. I'll just say goodbye.
Bye for now.
Hey, guys, so if you do want to connect with Sally, you can do that on Facebook. I'm the Soul Wellness Coach. She is there when you want to chat with her. If you like the podcast, no, of course you like the podcast. I'm sure you like the video now. This is really good. So just click on to like, you know, no, what do you do? Follow? You follow on the podcast or whatever it is, you know, subscribe, I think it is. You follow on this one or do something. I'm Susan Jane, the Intuitist. We'll bring you another one next week like this or similar. And I will say, what else did I have to say? Oh, we've got online courses now available. Anyway, intuitivenature.com.au. Jump on, say hi. Susan Jane, Emotional Mastery is my Facebook group, and we will go from there. But I'm doing live readings on there as well. So all the best, guys. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye for now.